Hello, welcome to my channel. My name is Francisco and today we are going to be talking about Ken in his past, present and future tenses. Well, guys, here is something we have to pay attention to and it is the following sentence. And this is where the warning for this work arises. So, what happens? There are people who say, I will be able to speak English. So they do the same thing with the verb a poder in the future. So, it is simply this. I will can speak English. They make sentences like this, right? So, what happens? That is where the problem lies. This is not correct to use in the future. So, I want you to learn well how to work with this modal verb in all its forms, in the past, present and future. So, what happens? We could work in the past in both ways. Could is the modal verb, right? In the past, the modal verb poder, but in the past. So there we have it here. It should be noted, guys, that this verb has neither a past participle nor a gerund with, that is, a gerund with ing, none of those things. So, it is a rather special verb and that is why we are going to use to be able to when you need to make other changes. To be able to means to be able to. Yes, to be able to. Look, there is to be. Yes, to be able to. So, what happens, guys? We could make sentences like the one we have here in the past, using the following form. Look at this. I could speak English. So, how do you say it? I could. Yes, I could. And now we put speak English here. I could speak English. I could speak English. Look how easy it is. Now, if you are going to use the other option, which is to be able to, you have to keep in mind to be in its past form, that is, learn to conjugate to be correctly. Remember that the verb to be in the past tense is conjugated using was and where. These are used. Was is for people, third person singular, right? And the first person singular, which is me, that is, I, he, she, it. The rest are going to be used with this. So here you would have to make the sentence in the following way. I was able to, that's what we're going to say, or I was able to, so we simply put I, which one goes with I? With was or with where? It goes with was. So, we're going to put it here. I was able to. English. There it is, guys. Yes, look how easy. I was able to speak English. I was able to speak English. Yes, guys. You also know that could can be used for some modals, for some conditionals, sorry, which is I could speak English if I studied something or I could have spoken English, right? However, we're not going to touch on the part about conditionals here. Another option in the past, we are going to use where, for example, ellos. Ellos eran capaces de hablar inglés. So, how would it be? They and there we are going to put which one, was or were. Here it would be were. There it is, guys. They were able. They were able to speak English. That's the way you have to do this sentence. This is the way to make that sentence. So there we have it in those three forms in the past. Ready? Here, I want to highlight, guys, that in the to be part you have the option of working on the negative as well, right? If you were not able to speak English, then, how would this sentence be? You would change that was, right? For the negative part, which would then be here simply wasn't. I wasn't able to speak English. There it is. Then, the other one, they weren't able to speak English. You could also use that. And for the questions, the same thing, we change this. Remember that in the questions, that satubi is going to be moved. So, were they able to speak English? The questions would be like this. Now, in the present tense, we are going to change or use the modal verb in its traditional form, which is the one we have here. So, I can speak English simply. We say I can. I can speak as I can speak English. We are working on the same sentences so that you can see the changes. Simply I can speak English, I can. It is a modal verb in the present tense like that can. Now we are going to do this one. What is the to be able in the present tense? What do we have to handle? The to be in the present tense and is it conjugated with which ones? With them or is. It is what we talked about in one of the Amore videos. Yes, I have it here in lesson number 1 of the English course from scratch so that you can learn it. You will be Amore, right? Because there are some pronouns for this, others for this and others for this. Ready? So we are going to identify which one I would say here. So, yes, I am able to speak English. So, what would it be like? I am, yes. Remember that I goes with this in the present tense. I am able to speak English. There it is. So, guys, I am able to speak English. I am able to speak English. So, I can speak English. It's an option. Or I am able to speak English, I am capable. Yes, when you can because you are capable. So, that's why these two tenses go hand in hand. Let's do one with this one, for example. There they are able to speak English. Look how easy it is then with the other pronouns. Now you simply have to put the verb to be in the negative, affirmative part and do it the same way. You know that the modal verb can already works other negative parts, but for that we have it separated. We will talk about that later or in one of the related videos. Now, in the future, that's where the general confusion was. In the future we don't have that verb ku available, we can't work on it like that. So, what do we have to do? We simply have to work on the verb to be able to. Yes, the verb to be with the final part of to be able to. How would we change that sentence here? Simply, where the can is, you are going to place the be able to. How so, Pacho? Look at this. I will. Yes. I will be. I will be. Remember that we are not going to put that to in front because the base verb simply comes after that will. So the base verb here is I will be able to. Okay, here it is, guys. I will be able to speak English. This would be the appropriate option for you to make a sentence like that in the future. Here you have to change. I will can speak English to I will be able to speak English. What does it say there? So it says, I will be, yes, the verb to be, yes. Then, I will be able to speak English. Quote, look how easy it is. Now you can work on the other future too, which is the future with the going to. Yes, so, how would that sound? I am going, yes. I am going to what else? Be able to. Here it comes, then, be able to speak English. So, that's the proper way to work that future with that part of be able to. So, I'm going to be able to speak English. I'm going to be able to speak English. Look, guys, how do you work this? Let's do some other sentences so we can practice a little bit more and I'll be right back with you. Okay, guys, now let's go to practice with these 4 exercises. They are super easy. Look at this. Number 1. Before we continue, I want you to do it when you see it up here so we can check our learning. Okay? Look at this. Number 1. She can play the guitar, but she can't sing. How would we do that? She can. So, what's a tense? What? Present or past or future? So it's a present. She can. We say she can. She can. And play. Which one is it? Play. She can play the guitar. Yes, she can play the guitar. But yes, that's the contrast here. But she, how do I say it? She can't sing. We say but she can't. She can't sing. There it is. Guys, how would we do it? Even in the negative part. So, affirmative negative in the present tense. Look how well we did there. So, look at this. Number 2. We weren't able to finish the task. How would we do this sentence? So, we weren't able to. We say we. Yes, we weren't able to now. That's what tense, present, past, future. Which one is it? It's a past tense, because it says, we weren't able to. Which one do we need? Yes, could or be able to. We need to be able to. And you know that's why I have to work with to be here in this part. So, with was or were. In other words, we're going to replace that to be with was or here. So, what's the of us in the past? In the verb to be, which one is it? Where? So, we're simply going to put it here. We were not. This is one option. Or the other one, we already know that it's the short form, like this. We weren't, we weren't. Yes. Able. Able, because we already have the to be. Now this little part comes next. Able to. Yes. Finish. To finish the homework. There it is. So that elaborate sentence. Look how easy it is, guys. I hope you did it very well too. Look at this. Number 3. Juan won't be able to go to the movies tonight. What will it be like then, guys? How is it? Juan won't be able to. So, it's simply one won't be able to. It's what future, right? A negative future, but it's a future. So, how do we put it here? We have the will. We have to put the will, but since it's negative, then we're going to put the not. Or the other option, you already know it's the want. This is the short form of this. The short form this. He won't be able to. So, we have the will not. Now, what do we have to do? The base verb in the future, we don't put this. Remember, one will not or one will be able to go, yes, to go to the movies. To the movies, sorry, to the movies tonight. There it is. So, how could we do it? Look how easy it is, guys. Ju will not, one won't be able to go to the movies tonight. There it is. So, guys, look at this. Number 4. I couldn't practice English yesterday, but I will be able to practice tomorrow. How would we do it then? I couldn't practice English. So, how is it? I couldn't. I mean, it's in the past tense. Here we have it. I could. Yes, I could. But we complain about the negative. And the short form of these, what would it be? Couldn't. You know that this is the short form of these two. I couldn't practice. I couldn't practice English. Yes, I couldn't practice English. And, how is yesterday? And today? There it is. So, that and that is always accompanied by things in the past. I couldn't practice English yesterday, but... Yes, but I will be able to practice tomorrow. So how would we say that? But I and what do I need to say I will? I need will, can. Right? I will be able. No, remember that that was what we talked about up here, that it couldn't be done. So, we simply put I will and the base verb. I will be able. I will be able to practice English. Practice English. And what's coming tomorrow? It's tomorrow. Look how easy we made it here, guys. Well, I hope you really enjoyed this exercise, that you can practice with the exercises in the description. If you want to learn English, what do you have to do? Practice constantly. Very good. I hope you liked it. So, share this video and subscribe if you haven't already so that you're up to date with all the new videos. Okay, bye bye and see you next class.